Good morning.
Now, the watch that looks classic but is super smart. Is this the perfect smartwatch? Because that's always been one of my issues. I've always thought about getting a smartwatch, but most of them I look at look a bit like the Casio that I had about 30 years ago.
Look, I think you're like me. And look, I'm lucky. I get to play with all these gadgets. I've got Apple Watches and have had for many years. But I can't bring myself to wear one for longer than a week or two when I'm testing it out because, you know what, it doesn't look like a watch.
No.
It just, you know, it just doesn't feel like a watch, doesn't look like a watch. And what I like about a watch is that as a bloke who's not fashion conscious, yeah, when you're wearing a nice watch, it's about the only time anyone ever says, oh, what's that you're wearing? And it's great. But this new one I've been wearing from Withings is called the ScanWatch Horizon. Now, Withings make health and fitness gear like scales, blood pressure monitors, temperatures, all these kind of things. But this watch is an analog watch, so it has a hand for hours and minutes, legit analog watch, but it also has a small screen and a bunch of sensors. So the screen allows you to see how many steps you've done, what your heart rate is. You can run an ECG, medically verified ECG. You can do your blood oxygen level, check your heart rate. It's all there in an analog watch with a very small screen inside the dial. It's fantastic. $700, not a cheap price, but a great price for a watch that looks far more expensive than it is.
I was about to say, I was going to ask the cost. I saw one recently, you know, that looked like a really nice proper watch, but it was a smartwatch, and like it was $1,300, $1,400, something like that. So $700, I'm pleasantly surprised.
You know what? It's the perfect thing to put on that Father's Day, Christmas, you know, shopping list for the family. Get everyone to chip in, and it's a beautiful package. It's a beautiful watch. Comes with either a metal band or a silicon band, both in the box. So, yeah, well worth a look.
Yeah.
ScanWatch Horizon from Withings.
You know, sometimes it really annoys me when you see sort of monkey see, monkey do. We saw Telstra put their prices up $4 a month due to inflation. Oh, lo and behold, Optus have done the same.
And look, I'm going to sound like a broken record here because when we talked about this a month ago, I said the same thing, but it's time to shop around, folks. Optus have put their prices up $4 a month. And look, it's understandable. Prices are going up, so their costs are going up. Everyone has cost pressure, telcos included. And they put the prices up and they've added stuff in, so you're getting more data. But if you had, let's say, 20 gig of data last month, you don't suddenly need more data just because your price goes up. So I'm in favour of people looking at their usage, having a plan, and finding a better deal because I'm confident that most people can save $10, $15 a month easily if they just shop around. About a half-hour process to switch telcos. You get to keep your phone number. Very easy to do. It may be that Optus is the best deal, but look around and make sure you're getting the best deal.
Okay. Now, Amazon Prime Day. Sales week, online shops and retailers, they're doing discounts this week. So why this week and what is Prime Day?
So it's like an annual celebration of their membership. So Amazon Prime is a membership. You pay $7 a month, you get their video service, you get discounts, you get free shipping and all these different things. So it's kind of a celebration of their members. It happens every year. And Amazon does this to encourage shopping online, offers discounts, huge discounts online as well. But the thing is, everyone else jumps in as well. So even though Amazon's having sales, Kogan's having sales, Catch is having sales, there are sales everywhere. So now's a great time to look online, shop online, and find yourself a great deal.
Okay. Makes sense to me. Trevor, as always, great to chat. We'll do so again next week.
See you, mate.